Our gospel lesson today is Luke 10, 38 to 42. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat at Jesus' feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things, but few things are needed, indeed only one. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, open our hearts and minds to the power of your word. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. So we live in this incredibly chaotic and noisy world. I mean, everywhere we go, we hear television and news, we see people on their cell phones, we hear their conversations, we're bombarded with videos online. It's just relentless. And it's a distracted world too. People are rarely doing just one thing at a time. While people are talking on the phone, they're doing just about everything else too, including driving. Most of us are guilty of this at one time or another. I once read years ago from the American Management Association that we multitask so much that we squeeze 31 hours of activity into a 24-hour day. In fact, people in this country are so productive that we rarely use all of our vacation or sick time. And now since COVID, most of us are working 24/7. Why? Because we can work from home, online. Even our kids know this because sick days or snow days when school is canceled is almost a thing of the past now with these online options. So we are all able to do a lot at once. But at what price? Through technology, people are accomplishing more in less time, but they're also feeling more and more overwhelmed. Because what happens when we keep multitasking? We get fatigue. We may be getting more done in less time. It might be quantity, but is it always quality? Many times the answer is no. But no matter who we are, we're constantly bombarded with supposedly urgent tasks. That's why we multitask. But what is really important? What is actually urgent in your life today, right now? How should you be dealing with that? What if the story of Mary and Martha has some real insight for us, some of God's wisdom in this story? First, I think we need to step back and re-examine these characters because the meaning of Mary and Martha has been so assumed. On the surface, it looks like one woman is praised for doing the right thing and the other is scolded for doing the wrong thing. But just like everything else Jesus says and does, we have to really dig deeper to see the meaning. And talk about stirring up arguments. The Mary and Martha story has generated plenty of them over the years. After all, some people are just more like Mary, prone to sit and listen, and some are, well, busybodies like Martha. Which one do you identify with? And do you think that Jesus is saying to all the busybodies in the world, just sit down and be still? Well, what if he's not saying that? After all, Martha's doing what was necessary to feed Jesus and others in his ministry. It was a ministry of hospitality to feed and welcome him. This was important, meaningful work. Jesus relied on people's hospitality to be welcomed and fed. And we know from the Gospels how much Jesus appreciated service and hospitality. This is the man who said he came to serve, not to be served. And here it says that Martha is the one who welcomed him. Jesus loves Martha. We can be sure of that. What Mary is doing here is strange. Staying out of the kitchen, abandoning her sister to do the lion's share of the work, and sitting likely with the men listening to Jesus. Martha gets so tired of doing all the work while Mary sits at his feet that she can no longer contain her feelings. We might expect Martha to say at this point to her sister, "Hey, I could really use some help in here." But instead, she tries to get Jesus to tell Mary to get up and help. "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," Jesus says, "you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part." Now, this is the part of the story where people start arguing. Is Jesus saying that Mary is right and Martha is wrong? Be like Mary and not like Martha? I used to think this was a story about different personality types and that somehow Jesus just prefers a quiet listener over a busybody. But is that what he's really saying? What is Jesus saying? What if it's not a story about personalities? What if it could just as easily have been Mary in the kitchen getting upset with Martha sitting at his feet? What if Mary had been the one worried and distracted? Listen to Jesus again. Martha, you're worried and distracted by many things. There's need of only one thing, and Mary has chosen the better part. Notice what he emphasizes. You are worried and distracted by many things. Ring any bells for anyone? Haven't we all been there like Martha, worried and distracted? How much do we need to sit at the feet of Jesus, to rest and hear his words, to just be in his presence? When was the last time you did that? Stop and think about that. When was the last time you just stopped to listen to God, to be with God in nature, in a good book, in the Bible, in silence, in a dedicated time of prayer? And what does time with Jesus mean to you? Take a deep breath right now and think about that. How often are you worried and distracted by many things? Are you right now? Are you physically in worship but mentally making a to-do list or reviewing your weekend or planning your week or thinking about various projects or problems? We all have that temptation, right? It's actually challenging to step back from worry and distraction. It seems natural to let it fill our hearts and minds. And you know what? I think we are conditioned by our society to do just that. We are told that we should be worried and distracted all the time. We're even told that it's the price of a successful life, according to the world. Busyness is rampant in our culture. How do most people respond to the question, "How are you?" I bet 90% say something like, "I'm busy. I'm so busy and I'm so tired. There's not enough hours in the day." How often do we meet people who say, "Oh, me? How am I doing? Oh, I'm not busy. I'm just taking it easy every day. I find that I'm resting a lot. I spend a lot of time sitting at the feet of Jesus." That would be almost unheard of, right? See, what if Martha's work in the kitchen was not bad at all? What if it was this beautiful, necessary ministry of hospitality? And if she had been at peace, all would have been well. If she had taken time to join Mary at his feet, listening to what he had to say. Anne Voskamp wrote an incredible book called 1,000 Gifts. She writes in her book about finding God in the everyday and ordinary, down to the soap bubbles while doing the nightly dishes. She writes beautifully about seeing God in the daily chores of home, the simple tasks that must be done and can be done from a spiritual perspective. She reminds us that all the work we do is spiritual. We need the Marthas of this world. What we don't need is the worry and distraction. So how do we let go of that? We all need to sit at the feet of Jesus. We need to be filled and refilled with the presence of God. We need to receive and be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Without that, we run dry. If we try to serve without ever sitting at the feet of Jesus, we end up worried, distracted, and eventually worn out. I like what a university chaplain told a former professor of mine, Tom Long. He said, "If you do not have some vision of what God is doing to repair the world, you can't get up every day and work in a soup kitchen. It finally beats you down." Isn't that true? If we don't sit at his feet and get that vision of what God is doing, the world will finally beat us down. We can do the tasks of daily life without having Jesus, without having that time at his feet. But at what cost? If we don't sit at his feet, what will happen to our mental, emotional, and physical health? Where will we find the love we need to give to others if we never stop to be filled with the love of God? Mary sits at Jesus' feet and listens to his word. She listens to his vision. If we take the time to listen to Jesus and his words, we will be able to not only prepare meals for the hungry, care for the sick, show hospitality to the stranger, but we will find the joy in it. We will find the energy and ability to really love God and neighbor. We will find a life worth living. If we take time to listen, like Mary, we can be empowered by the Holy Spirit. We can find the freedom to follow God with joy and peace, which is so different than relying on our own hard work. Remember Joan Gray's book that I preached about last fall, The Sailboat Church? Our goal is to let the Holy Spirit fill our sails and lead us, instead of just working so hard on our own to be a rowboat. We want to be sailboats, not rowboats. Mary was sailing. She was listening. She was being filled with God's Spirit, just like we need to be filled today. So how do we live in this fast-paced, multitasking world? By taking time out to be in the presence of God, to sit at the feet of Jesus, to pray, to read, to just be, to take in his word, his love, and his life. I want you to stop right now. Close your eyes and breathe in and out. Breathe deeply. And make a commitment right now to spend time with God, because God wants so badly to spend time with you. Breathe in and out and make that commitment. Let's not let ourselves get too busy to make a time and place for God. Think about this. God has to manage the whole world, and God's never too busy to make time for us. Shouldn't we do the same for God? And here's the thing. Once we do take that time with God, then we can go out into our Martha world with life, purpose, and energy for the journey ahead. It's like an elementary school teacher in the poorest part of Jamaica who teaches a chaotic group of little ones, loving and listening to every single one, and a visiting youth group on a mission trip decided that the only way she could do that was that she must really love being a teacher. But they were surprised to hear her say this: "Oh, I don't come here every day because I love teaching. I come here every day because I love Jesus. And I see Jesus in every one of these children." What if we could say that about whatever we are doing? That we do it because we love Jesus, because we love God. Not because we have to, and not because we've got to do 10 things at once to survive, but because we love God. Because we want to be a part of that love and commitment and that joy. Friends, hear the good news today. Our lives will be changed if we find the time to be like Mary in our Martha world. So here's your homework. Make time today, this week, this month. Set it aside, morning or night, it doesn't matter when. Inside or outside, home or away, it doesn't matter where. Set aside time to be with God. Set aside time to let go of the worry and distraction and just sit at Jesus' feet. There is need of only one thing, and that is it. And for that, all God's people can say together, Amen.